One of the best summaries I've read on quantum mechanics was written by Nobel Prize winner John Archibald Wheeler, in which he noted that we live in a participatory universe. In this line of thinking, physics gives rise to the participation of the observer, and the participation of the observer results in information. As in, the participation of the observer creates new ingredients in the universe, which contribute to forming the universe, as in, contributes to the continual evolution of the universe. This means that the observer is a participant, just by his or her mere existence. The cat, in Schrödinger's famous mental conception, is alive or dead, not independent of the observer, as many physicists have discussed. Rather, the observer's observing is itself a factor in the making of the result. The observer participates, whether or not he or she realizes that he or she participates. This agrees with Niels Bohr's suggestion to his students at the end of a lifetime of thinking about quantum physics, that man is inside the equation. Simply by being there, man is entangled in this participatory universe. And so it follows, as Wheeler asserted, that the laws of the functioning of the universe, that is physics, make man's participation in the flow of events, as in the observable material reality, a given. Physics makes man's participation in the flow of events a given. If indeed our participation in the flow of events is a factor in the formation of the universe, then it follows that participation, our participation, is a form of creation. That is, our actions, actually our thoughts as well as our actions, are information that add to the world, to the observable universe. This is both old and new. Old in that this line of thinking is inherent in any serious understanding of quantum mechanics. It is also old in that physicists, including Wheeler and Bohr, sought early on to extend their views beyond the realm of mathematics, the language of physics, to philosophy, and perhaps more importantly, to psychology, the understanding of the inner life of and in man. For many thinkers, it is not a coincidence that the laws of quantum mechanics seem to appear most clearly at the minutest of scales, particularly inside the atom. And so, in this understanding, our thinking is an active participant in the creation of the observable reality in the universe. And we actually have no choice regarding that participation. It happens by our mere existence, by the mere fact that we think and act, whether or not we understand that reality. This line of thinking is new, at least outside the domains of some schools of philosophy, in that it gives a literally cosmic aspect to human thinking, actions, and will. Yet, those who study old civilizations and the true ideas behind ancient conceptions of the divine would say that this line of thinking, this understanding, is actually very old. Indeed, as old as man began to understand the true meaning and purpose of his reality.